for the We Got the Geek survey.
All right, it's Jay Stu, and haven't done this in a while, but we're going to do another version of the Geek Survey. And joining us here today, all the way from England, the home of Mr. Maker and Duran Duran and Doctor Who, we have teacher, artist, co-writer of the book, The Alcoholic Adventures of Three Amigos, my friend of 32 years, if you can believe that, Mr. Scott Hebert is here.
Yes, I look much, much older than Jay.
According to your daughter.
Yes, it is. I'm not nearly as hard-rocking.
Yeah. Anyone that's listening knows that's a joke. But I've got some questions for you, and they're not stumpers.
Okay.
They're just opinion questions.
Okay.
First of all, you claim you're not a geek anymore.
Well, I'm too boring to be a geek.
We're all geeks, man.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Reveal my geekiness.
All right. We'll start you off with an easy one. Maybe easy. What's your favorite movie of all time?
Oh, my favorite movie of all time. It's got to be either one of the diehards, probably one of the first two. Yeah, it's got to be Die Hard 2. I'm going to go for Die Hard, because that had John Amos in it.
I remember the big John Amos kerfuffle that night.
John Amos!
good answer. Did you see A Good Day to Die Hard?
Yes, I did.
I think by now, like, it's gotten a little too crazy.
Well, it's how many more phrases can you come up that will have the word Die Hard in it?
That's true. All right, this is the one that we always get a kick of more than the favorite movie. What's your least favorite movie? What's the movie that stole 2 hours of your life?
Listen, I'm gonna level with you.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm a married man. Okay?
Yeah.
And you got to do things for your wife from time to time that you really don't want to do.
Yeah.
So I will say with pride and tear in my eye that I actually bought for and paid and sat with my wife during a screening of Mamma Mia the film.
Wow.
I was the only straight man in the entire cinema. The only person in there, me and my wife, that wasn't on some form of HRT. I had to see James Bond try to sing Jay. It wasn't right and it wasn't natural.
Wow. I haven't even done that yet.
But on Plus, I got like weeks of sympathy points after that. I could say, nice. But I took you to see Mamma Mia.
Nice. All right, man. So if they were going to make a movie about your life, who would play you in the movie?
My wife thinks I look like John Travolta. But since I don't like looking like an overweight Scientologist, I'm just going to have to think, who should play me in a movie of my life be? My daughter has just come close to the microphone. Who should play me in a movie? That's the question. You have no idea. She's just staring at me silently.
Maybe like, John Travolta then.
Yeah, John Travolta then. Not John Travolta now.
Like John Travolta Marino.
Then. Mamma Mia, Mr. Cotter.
Like Pulp Fiction, John Travolta?
Pulp Fiction, yeah. We'll go for Pulp Fiction era Travolta. I'll take that.
All right.
It's okay.
That's okay. Now, if there was going to be a soundtrack to the movie of your life, who would be doing the soundtrack?
Oh, it'd have to be the birthday boy today, Mr. Geddy Lee. It has to be.
Nice.
It has to be Geddy.
Will it have Bytor and the Snowman on it?
Yeah, yes. I'm sure it'll have time changes every second bar. That'd be a great soundtrack.
I just heard Nobody's Hero today. I'm walking to work.
Nobody's Hero!
Like the Glamour Boy.
Yes.
All right, if you could time travel anywhere, like, where would you go?
You know, I'd like to be... I've got so many eras of history I'd like to go to. I wouldn't mind going back to the Middle Ages. I'd like to go back to 18th century London. And, yeah, let's face it, I would... There are times, with a tear in my eye, I'd like to go back to the late 80s in St. Catharines.
Yeah.
Oh, not actually to relive it, but to sort of, Back to the Future. Just to go back there and say, right, there's some things are going to change now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
What's the geekiest thing you own?
What's the geekiest thing I own? I'm trying to think here. Now we have to find geek. I don't have a lot too much in terms of comic books anymore. I do have. Just trying to think. I do have a scrapbook that's still full of wonderful mementos of my childhood. Movie slips, some posters, some singles, and I still have a Rick Rose postcard that you passed on
to
me.
Really? I don't even have it anymore.
Yeah. Hey, it's worth all the 50 cents, man.
Oh.
Rick Rose.
Yeah. Maybe he'll do the soundtrack.
Yes, One can only hope. If Getty isn't available.
Yeah, well, if Getty's not available, Rick Rose is
Absolutely.
All right. What's your favorite Jay and Scott moment?
My favorite Jay and Scott moment? Oh, there's so many. I think, actually, one of my favorite moments with you... I don't say it's my favorite one, but it's one that always makes me laugh, is when I was over at your house for a New Year's Eve party, and I got picked up by my mom and dad.
Yeah.
And you and Colin came out to say hello. I was very, very nervous at the time, because let's just say that you weren't necessarily fully in control of yourselves at the time.
That's right.
But you did a magnificent job. I don't think my dad picked up on it at all.
No, he said we were very nice.
Yes, he said very nice young men.
Wow.
You fooled him. That's it. That's your proudest moment.
We tricked Ben, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Good times. What do you watch in England? Like, do you have any favorite shows? Or?
Well, I mean, for the most part, I'm so busy. And that's I was swallowing that swear word at that point.
It's
annoying. Yeah, but I'm an English teacher. I have to expand my vocabulary. I do watch, actually, a lot of panel shows over in Britain. They do these things called panel shows. It's basically a bunch of comedians just, you know, get behind you. You have this pretense of a game show where you ask questions, but really they're just there to take the rip out of each other.
Oh, nice.
So something like Have I Got News For You? There's another one called Mock the Week. I do like those ones quite a lot. Though, obviously, on some of the other channels, I will still occasionally, and yes, I will occasionally catch things like reruns of Magnum PI, which I will watch all the way through, despite the fact that Higgins is down far too often.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
And the A-Team. You got to watch the A-Team.
The A-Team.
I ain't getting on no plane. But you are.
And they
week
always...
after week after week. You think your lady would say, I'm going to stop accepting drinks.
Yeah, well, they either gave him drinks or bashed him on the back of the head with a pipe or something.
Yeah, it was the last episode. They started developing DTs. That was really
and
sad.
And they never killed anyone.
No, yeah. My favorite one was where the helicopter crashes into the cliff. And you see them in the next shot. They're all climbing out, rubbing their heads, going, ooh, that was smart in the morning.
Oh, man. Yeah, they shot everybody, yeah. But no one ever got hit.
Yeah, and they always had the same guns week after week after week. They just happened to be hidden in straw.
Wow.
As you do. Classic A-Team.
Yeah, I was, of course, back in the mid-80s, was all about Miami Vice.
Oh, absolutely. Certainly your fashion sense in
that's
the mid-80s
right.
was all about
that's
Miami
right.
Vice.
That's right. You sometimes as well.
Yes, I did have that, you remember that fantastic, lovely, bobbly blue jacket, again, sleeves rolled up above the elbows, pure Crockett styling.
That's right. That's right. And if anyone in England does happen to hear this, we also did a mockumentary on Wham once.
Yes, we did, very much. You were George Michael, and I was Andrew Ridgeley.
Yes.
That turned out well, didn't it?
Yeah, that was excellent.
It wasn't at all prophetic.
No. How can I say this politically correct? The one fellow in our class who wasn't heterosexual did not like our video.
Yes. No, in fact, the central contention that at that time George Michael was living a closeted lie turned out to be very prescient.
That's right. That is indeed correct, sir.
Yep.
Well, dude, it's been great seeing you for the first time in 8 years. Hopefully... it won't be another decade.
Yeah, that's what we want to do.
I'm going to try and get on a plane finally.
Yes, we're going to lure Jay onto a plane, and then we're going to release a whole bunch of snakes on it.
Or you'll have to do the Mr. T thing to me.
Yeah, we'll get Sarah to hit you over the head with something.
Here, or Bill Cosby will have to give me a drink.
Have a drink with Bill Cosby.
Get on the plane! Oh, boy. Well, it's been cool seeing you, and hopefully you'll actually listen to this someday.
Yeah, I will. I will download it, and I'll play it very, very loud
there
in front of one of my classes.
There you go. Anything else you want to plug while you're here?
No, nothing at the moment. I'd just like to say it's brilliant being back in Kettle. I've been away for far too long. And actually, come down. I'm going to plug your sister's restaurant, which makes fantastic stuff, like a huge stack of dough with chocolate dipping sauce and a jelly snake that could like actually eat B.A. Baracus. And so come on down.
That's
right. The Geekery. That's what you are. I'm plugging that.
Well, thank you, Scott Hebert. And I'll be going home tonight to break open my copy of The Alcoholic Adventures of the Three Amigos.
Oh, chapter 23 is the best.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. All right, man. Thanks a lot.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.